But perhaps before we start Tatlamedvov and Medalev, I'd like to speak out a kasha that the Magen Avraham asks on the Gemara Daflamedheim at Beis in two terutzim that the Gedoyle Achroinim answer. In Hilchas Mukze, in Simen Shin Ches, it is brought down as follows. What is the din if a person picks up a kli shemalachte le'isel, a hammer? It's in his way. So the din is a hammer that's in his way. He's mutter laying on the table. So he's permitted to pick up the hammer and take it away. After he picks up the hammer, he's not mechuyev to put it down on the chair. He can take it into a fifth room and put it down there where all his tools are. What is the lomdis? The whole heter is tzairich mekaymoy. It's in my way. So as long as you took it off the table, so it's finished. Put it right down in the same room. What is the heter that one is permitted to carry it out, to carry it to another room? So the halacha is, since he's holding it in his hand, so he's allowed to continue carrying it. And he can carry it as far as he wants. So therefore the Magen Avraham asks Amoyre Dike Kashe, and the halacha we learned on Daf Lamed Hei Amid Beis. On Daf Lamed Hei Amid Beis we learned that a person was Taikeya right before Shabbat, and as soon as he was Taikeya, there was a place, he was standing on a roof, and he blew a shofar, and there was a place to put it down on the roof. Because it says, She'ein metaltalin lo'yes ha-shofar v'lo'yes ha-chatzaitzris. A-shofar and ha-chatzaitzris are also betiltal. So therefore, he has to make sure to put it down right away. So the Magen Avraham asks Akash in Simen Reish Samachvov, Sivkotn Yutes, why is he mechuyev to put it down right away? He can take it down, he can put it away someplace else. He's holding it for heter. Magen Avraham answers, Einachanami, it's preferable to put it down right away. The Gedoyle Achroinim say two terutzim. There is one teretz that the Derech HaChaim and the Eben HaOzer say as follows. This heter, that if one is holding a dvar mukze, one is permitted to continue carrying it, that is davke if the mukze is a kli shemalachta le'isa, that the halacha is, there is a heter tiltul. One is permitted to be metaltal a kli shemalachta le'isa. If he wants to use the hammer, he can be metaltal it. If it's in his way, he can be metaltal it. So since there is a heter tiltul on the kli shemalachta le'isa, and he's holding it already, he can continue carrying it, even though this continuation is not letzayrich gufay, it is not letzayrich mekaymay, but this is a mukze that there is a heter tiltul. Masha enkein, this shofar, we had loy she'ein metaltalim loy es ha-shofar v'loy es ha-chatzaitzris. So we had in Tosfos, and Rashi explains lefi darkoi, that this is going according to Rav Nechemya, and Rav Nechemya holds that a shofar na-chatzaitzris is oser b'shum tiltul. There's no heter of letzayrich gufoi. There's no heter of letzayrich mekayme, as we learned yesterday in the Tosfos Rav Nechemya. So according to Rav Nechemya, this is like Eitzim Vavonim. This is an article which has no heter tiltul whatsoever. If there's no heter tiltul whatsoever, so therefore, as soon as it becomes Shabbos, it's mechuyev to put it down. That is the teretz that the Derech HaChaim says, and Eben Hoizer. The Beis Meir says a different teretz. The Beis Meir says that the whole heter of continuing the tiltul is davke if the tchilas ha-tiltul was beheter. As we mentioned before, for example, a person went, there was a hammer in his way. On the dining room table there was a hammer. So that's, he needs the place of the hammer. He's going to eat here now. So there was a heter total to pick up the hammer. There was a heter total to pick up the hammer, so we say this heter continues. He's permitted to continue the total and put it away 5 rooms later. But the case in the Barais is speaking about as follows. He held the shofar in his hands and he blew the shofar. When he was holding the shofar, not there was a heter total, it was before Shabbos. While he was holding the shofar, he was holding it before Shabbos, and that was a heter to carry it. Then he was mekabel Shabbos. As soon as mekabel Shabbos, there's no heter to continue holding it. There never was a heter in Shabbos. Tafakel. As soon as it becomes Shabbos, he's mechuyev to put it down right away. So therefore, the Gemara says that he's mechuyev to put it down. Now let us go to the Gemara and Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, where we are up to now. Around 5 lines from the bottom. Amar Abaye, Af Onu Neymar, Huvlila Beikasi, Beikasi Huvlila. We see the picture that the picture Daf Tadi Gimel, that's perhaps the clearest picture. We'll see that there is the number 41 is the Beis HaKaisis. And number 16 is the Hemsis. These are two stomachs that are found in a behemoth. And Abaye says as follows. Huvlila Beikasi. The Hemsis was usually called Huvlila. Nowadays, we call the Hemsis Beikasi. We call the Hemsis Beis HaKaisis. Beikasi, the Beis HaKaisis, which is number 41, we call now Huvlila. The Gemara before, we had learned yesterday, the Gemara speaks about, we had 3 different cases, that the names have changed. So Bekitzer, what was then called Hemsis is now called Beis HaKaisis. What was then called Beis HaKaisis is now called Hemsis. Lamai Nafkemine. What is the nafke mine? Why do we have to know what's the difference? If this is the Hemsis, the Beis HaKaisis, what's the nafke mine? So the Gemara says the nafke mine will be lin machat, a needle shenimtzeis ba'oive Beis HaKaisis. A needle was found in the skin that covers the Beis HaKaisis. We found a needle there. The mitzad echad kshera, if it is only the needle did not go through and through, the needle only went on one side, it is kosher. Umishnei tzadim treifa. If it went through both tzadim, it is treifa. It went through and through, then the behemah is treifa. Now let us see Rashi. Huvlila. Mitchil afonu noima. Afonu yechaylem lahoysif ad Rav Chisda. We can add on. Rav Chisda mentioned 3 things which the names have changed. We can add on to Rav Chisda's list. Shigam zen nishtane. This also changed. Huvlila. Mitchila hoyu kairin lahemsis huvlila. In the beginning they used to call the hemsis huvlila. Ula beis hakaisis beikasi. Beis HaKaisis is called Beikasi. Va'achshav nishtanu. But now things have changed. Hemsis, hu asamuch lebeis HaKaisis. This is next to the Beis HaKaisis. And on our diagram, so we see the Beis HaKaisis is number 16. It's on the Hemsis is number 16. And that's on the left of the Beis HaKaisis, which is number 41. Usamach le Beis HaKaisis, osi se galgal, in the page that has the picture of the stomach alone, not in the big picture, there we'll see there 16 is the Hemsis, and 41 is the Beis HaKaisis. So, hu asamach le Beis HaKaisis, the Hemsis, The emesis is next to the Beis HaKosis. Osi is a galgal, it is round. Kimin kado. Ubisaychai klipais, klipais halbe. There are many crusts, perhaps that are the lines that we see. These are the crusts that are in the, and the walls of the Hemsis. Kigalgal shel rechaim, v'daifnai dak miyoy. Now the skin that covers this organ, so that is very thin. That is by the Hemsis. Beis HaKosis, the Beis HaKosis Seif HaKeres, this is the end of the Keres. Now we will see the big organ we see towards the left is Keres, and going down on the right side, that's the end of the Keres, this is the Beis HaKosis. The Yesh by Ivy, and it is thick. The walls of the Beis HaKosis are thick. Shekayin Dublin. V'toichai osui kimin kais. And the inside is like a kais. There's indentations. And there we'll see the picture on the bottom. There's a lot of indentations. Another say it looks like a lot of kaises. Ivy Beis HaKosis. So now, Rashi says like this. Doifin Kvula. The walls of the Beis HaKosis is that it is a double wall. Udvukim hakfeilim zeb ozeb bishumin. And the two layers, the two walls are attached with fat. But he says the walls of the Beis HaKosis is a double layer. The walls of the Hemsis is very thin. That is the chiluk between the v'doifnoi dak miyoy. It's very thin, and this is a double layer. These are two walls. So now, so the Gemara says the nafkemina, we have to know which is the Beis HaKosis, which is the Hemsis, lemachat shenimtzeis v'oivei Beis HaKosis. We found a needle that was found, that was puncturing the walls of the Beis HaKosis. Mitzad echad, it only punctured one wall, shalaynikev ela echad minak falim. Only one of the double walls were punctured. Sheire, so it's kosher. Shechaveirai soismai, because this organ is still covered by another wall. There's a double wall there. So even though there's a hole in one wall, but the organ still can function because there's another wall covering it. Mi beis tzadim. But what if the machat went through and through? Shenikvu shneim, that both of the walls got punctured, then it's treife. Ubebeis hakoisis u deikalif lugi bein tzad echad lishnei tzadim. This chilik, that even though a machat punctured a wall, it is not treife. You have to be mevara if it's one wall or two walls. If the machat went completely through, if it didn't go completely through, this halacha only applies in the Beis HaKosis. Avo behemsis. But if you'll have the same situation in the Hemsis, that a wall, a needle partially punctured the wall, afilu mitzad echad, even it only punctured one side of the wall, shelay nira hanekev lechud, we cannot see, it did not go through and through. Ainzu stimit. This is not considered that the organ is still covered. The fisha ha-daifin dak miyoid. Because the daifin, the wall of the Hemsis is very thin, so the small amount that is left over is not considered a stimit, it is not considered a covering. So we consider like the whole thing is already punctured already, and therefore the behemah is straight. So according to Rashi, it's very good. L'may nafkemino, we have to know. We're talking about, we know the klolim, that amachat shenimtze bo'i v'beis HaKosis is a difference if it went, there's a difference if it went through and through, if it didn't go through and through. By the huvlila, there's no difference. So now that the terminology has changed, so we have to know that the huvlila is the Beis HaKosis and the Beis HaKosis is the huvlila. So we have to know which halach applies by the Beis HaKosis and which halach applies by the Lila. Let us see Taisvis. Lemachat shenim teis, v'sanyo ba'elu treifis u'bahamadil. mitad echad ksheira. If the needle went through one side, it's kosher. Mi beis dodim treife. Upeirish bekunter, as Rashi explains, ba'oi mi beis ha-koises, by the thickness of the beis ha-koises, hu de'ikal eflubi. Then there's a difference if the needle went through completely or went through partially. Avul behemses, but by the hemses afilu mitzad echot, even though it went through one side, shelo nira nekev l'chutz, we cannot see on the other side that the maket went through. We don't see a hole on the other side, treifin. Why? The ainzu stima, since the doifin is very thin, so if it's partially punctured, it's kilu, it's completely punctured. The hiksha arabi lezo mimitz, so the Yereim asks Akasha and Rashi, dasnan, we learned in the Mishnah as follows, hemses ubeis hakaisos, shen nikvoi lechutz, that it was punctured through and through, then it is treife. And the Tane puts the hemses in the same category with the beis hakaisos. Mashmid the behemses nami loy mitrefa elo benekev mefulish. That the hemses is also only treife if it goes through and through. If it doesn't go through and through, it's not nikvay lechutz, that the nekev went through and through. It went through the outside already. So the Ri wants to answer Rashi. The high lechutz, that what it says in the Mishnah lechutz, loy legamri lechutz. Doesn't mean that it went through and through. Ela kloima litzadchus, that the direction it was going up litzadchus. So b'meila, that's a tight litzadchus. By the hemses, that's what it means. It was going litzadchus. So even though it only punctured the wall halfway, that's enough already. The other half is garnished. So lafuki nikvu ze lisoich ze. The ksheira, kediktani basarach. That means we see that there is a makayim where the hemsis joins the beis hakoyseis. In that area where the hemsis joins the beis hakoyseis, so memele, if there'll be a neked from the beis hakoyseis, from the hemsis to the beis hakoyseis, that won't be matter of the behemoth, because side by side there is a entrance from one to the other. So the food, the waste matter goes from one to the other side by side. So if there'll be a nekev in a place where they are close one to the other, so memela, so that won't be matter of it. So that's why it says in the Mishnah lechutz. Lechutz means it is going not towards the beis hakoyseis. It is going upwards or downwards. Lafuki, if it goes towards the beis hakoyseis, so then it is kosher. A kamash malon. Now he's explaining what the Tanis said, the Baraisis said, two halachas by the beis hakoyseis. Mitzad echad ksheira, umishnei tzdadim treife. So now the Ri explains as follows: the Kamash Malon, the Mitzad Echad Ksheira. Each halach is telling us a chiddush by the Beis Hakoyseis. Mitzad Echad, if it only went through one side, it's kosher. Afal Gav the Nikev Oyer Echad Sholei. Even though one oyer, one skin is completely punctured, it is also kosher. But that what the Bereise comes to tell us, that based Tzodim HaTreife went through and through its Treife, ain't Chiddush. There's no Chiddush whatsoever. I mean, Ma'atadechot is a Chiddush. But Shnei Tzodim Treife, Chayre, what is the Bereise Moisef on the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, Hemshes Ubeis HaKoyse Shenikvay Lechutz. So that what the Bereise tells us, mi beis tzodim treife, hein chiddush, that's poshut. If the machat punctured both oireis, so vashteitzach, it's treife. There's no chiddush whatsoever. There's a machloikis in Mesechta Sukkah between the Maram in the Kapes Tmorim, according to Rashi Shita. Rashi says, we'll see Taisvis disagrees with Rashi, but Rashi says as follows. Rashi says that the Hemsis, if the Hemsis is partially punctured, so it is straight, even though there's something left over, since it's only a thin wall, it is straight. The mile of the Beis HaKoisis is because there's two walls. If you punctured one, you have the other as a whole wall. What will the halacha be by the Beis HaKoisis if you'll puncture a wall and a half? What will the halacha be by the Beis HaKoisis? So there's a machloikis, the Kapis Tmorim, and the Maran. The Kapis Tmorim says it'll also be kosher. Because Bechlal, it's a different type of a wall. We see Rashi says that the wall of the Hemsis is dak miyoid. It's very thin, so the mele, so what's left over? A minute chalik, that's not considered a covering. But the walls of the Beis HaKoisis, they're thick walls. So Memele, if you'll puncture a wall and a half, will also be kosher. That's what the Kapis Tmorim says. The Maram says no. Maram says that the whole yichus of the Beis HaKoisis is because you have a complete wall that wasn't punctured. If you're going to puncture a wall and a half, then the Beis HaKoisis is like is equivalent to the Hemsis. Dach Sechmir, the Kapis Tmorim says, according to his pshat, is very good why it says, Mi beis tzedodim treifa. If it's completely punctured, then it's treifa. Takev? He wants to tell you a meira v'kechidish. Beis tzedodim treifa, la afuki, one and a half, it is also not treifa. And according to the Maram, we have to say beis tzedodim is lavdavke. One and a half is also equivalent to two. So l'chayre, this Taisvus would be like the Maram, because Taisvus has a problem. Taisvus has a problem. What is the chiddush of the Beraisa mi beis tzedodim treifa? According to the Kapis Tmorim, it's telling us a moira v'kechiddush. That fakert, that the Beis HaKoisis is different than the Hemsis. The Hemsis, if it's partially punctured, it's treif. And here by the Beis HaKoisis, mi beis, so only by Beis Tzedodim it's treif. And since Taisvus had a problem, and Taisvus had a takano chiddush, so what Taisvus is giving is that Taisvus held like the Maran, that Beis Tzedodim doesn't mean Beis Tzedodim. Beis Tzedodim means if it's more than one daifen, so that's already Beis Tzedodim. So what is it different than the Hemsis? So what is the Beraisa being Mechadish over here? So ein chiddush. Taisvus Taka says there's no chiddush. Inami. Mi Beis Tzedodim treifa nami chiddushu. Beis Tzedodim treifa is also a chiddush. What is the chiddush? The Kamash Melon Av Al Pi Sheshoichev Al HaHemsis. There is a part where the Beis HaKoisis rests on the Hemsis. V'sal kedai toch shemegin kemoi chalchulish shenikva. V'yirichayim memidim oisa dikshera. Kamash melon dehocha treifa. Perhaps to understand what Taisvus is speaking about, let us look at the picture we have of the large behemoth. The chalchulis is at the extreme right, the top of the behemoth. That's number 66. That's the mokim of the Hitzoras Rei. Now, 66 passes through the Yerech. That means the Yerech is a piece of meat, the thigh is a piece of meat, and in between this piece of meat, this Chachulis passes. It goes through the piece of meat. And it's partially attached to this piece of meat. So, the halacha is, the chalchulis shenikva, if there's a hole in this chalchulis, it is kosher. Because since it is completely surrounded and attached to the piece, to the thigh, so memele, this hole does not make any difference. Nothing will go out, will go straight through. Because the thigh covers it. So memele, so Taisva said, I could think that since there's a mokaim, where the Beis HaKoisis is resting on the Hemsis, I would think that in this Mokim, a Nekev would not passel, even though it is Mishnei Tzedodim. Kamash Melon, that is the Chiddush. That's what Taisus says. Inami mi Beis Tzedodim Treif, inami Chiddushu. The Kamash Melon, Even though there's a place where it is resting on the Hemsis, I would think that the Hemsis is Megan on the Beis HaKoyses. Just like by the Chalchoyles that has a hole, and the Yerechayim support it, the thigh supports it, the meat of the thigh supports it, the Ksheira, Kamash Malon, the Hochet Reifer. Agavulchet, the Chodesh Aviv explains that Taisus Be'etzim just said before that if there was a neke from the Beis HaKoyses to the Hemsis that was not Bechut, that one was going to the other, it is kosher. So we see there is a svare that one helps the other. So the Chodesh Aviv explains that there's a place when they're mamish together. When they're mamish together, then taket is no chesaron if there one is menukib zemizev, and that goes from one to the other. But here we are speaking about that they're not mamish together. When they're not mamish together, and you'll have a nekiv in the Beis HaKoyses, so even though perhaps there is a closeness from the Hemsis to the Beis HaKoyses, but that don't help the situation, and the behemoth is straight. Al koponim, this is Shitas Rashi, that a Hemsis that is partially punctured is treif. And the Beis HaKoyses is only treif if both iris, both skins have been punctured. One skin is punctured, it is kosher. Rabbeinu Tam Oimer, the Rabbeinu Tam disagrees with Rashi. The Behemsis Nami Mitzad Echot Ksheira. The Rabbeinu Tam holds there is no difference between the Hemsis and the Beis HaKoyses. Just like the halacha is that by the Beis HaKoyses, if it is not completely punctured, it is kosher, this halacha applies by the Hemsis also. The Behemsis Nami Mitzad Echot Ksheira. Upshita Dlehava Treifa Elim Kein Nikiv Nekiv Mefulish Lachutz. It only becomes treif because man you have part of the wall, part of the thickness of the wall of the Hemsis that was not punctured yet, so that ensures the functioning of the Hemsis. Dein svarishi yitreife bishum makayim ela benekev mefulish. There is no svarit that it should be treife unless you have a hole that goes through and through. Oh, so now we have to understand why did the Beraisa speak about the Beis HaKoyses? Why didn't the Beraisa speak about the this halacha applies by the Hemsis also? Yeah. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, "Oh, did not get the Beraisa Beis HaKoyses." That was the Beraisa chaps on the Beis HaKoyses. Lashmin on to teach us. Mitzad echot ksheira. The Beis HaKoyses is a bigger chiddush. That the Beis HaKoyses, even though one oil was completely punctured, afal gav denikev er sholem, afal pikein, it is also kosher. So the Hemsis is kosher that it's kosher, because part of the oil is still sholem. But here the chiddush of Beis HaKoyses is that afilu, one oil was completely punctured, is still kosher. Now, what is the nafke mina? So if the halacha is that both of them that are partially punctured are kosher, so what's the difference if we call it Beis HaKoyses, if we call it Hemsis? There is one halacha that applies by both, that partially punctured both are kosher and completely punctured both are treif. So why do you have to know the difference? What is he coming to teach us? That the names are changed. Because if he wouldn't have told us have a mina, the high diktoni machat shenimtzes boivi beis hakoyses. The Beraisa says boivi beis hakoyses betzadechad is kosher heinu dekori hashte bekasa. I could make a mistake. I would think that the Beraisa is speaking about what is now called the Beis HaKoyses, which is the Hemsis. She'ein lo yelo er echot. So then the halacha is that mitzad echot is kosher because the oir is still kayim. Vavi osi lameimu, so I could come to the conclusion and say the davki bahu mitzad echot ksheira. Only the Hemsis, which is now called Beis HaKoyses, is kosher. Avo b'may dekago hovlila, but that which is called hovlila, which is really the beta kaisis, afilu mitadecha treifak, even shenike verecha tsholim. Loch yashmihinam dishtan ishmayu, afilu b'hovlila mitadecha tsheira, afilu what we now call hovlila, which is really beta kaisis, is also kosher. Now the Ri wants to say another bill in Shitas Rashi. Rabbi Natan could not be soibel Shitas Rashi. That means if part of the oil is still intact, so the Rabbi Natan could not understand what's wrong. What's gate miron that there was a puncture, but it's not through and through. The Matzino Lamei Mekeperish Rashi. The Ri wanted to explain Shitas Rashi. And the Achronim explained this is not what Rashi meant, but the Ri says we can understand Shitas Rashi, even though Rashi didn't mean it. Why? The Behem says, Afilu mitzadecha treifen. Behem says, even though it's only partially punctured, it is treifa. Why? V'chayshinon shemo nikev l'chutz v'chozav v'hivri. Because we are afraid by the Behem says, since it is a thin wall, maybe it was completely punctured. We see now that it is not completely punctured. So maybe it grew back together again. And we have such halacha. If a thorn got stuck in the veshit, in the windpipe, the hochi, the food pipe, the hochi hilchis tohosam, the chayshinon shemo hivri. We are afraid that even though we don't see that it is completely punctured, but we're afraid maybe it was completely punctured and it healed. V'choyshishin l'man diyoma sofik drusev. According to the man diyoma that is chayish for sofik drusev, you don't stand on chazoke, so he also chayish. So memelis, what did the Ri say? The Ri says as follows. In Lomdis, the Rabbeinu Tam is correct. If it never was punctured, it should zicha be kosher. But we are afraid of something else. We're afraid that it was completely punctured and it started growing back together again. That what grew back together, that is not a good seal. That will eventually open up. So the mele, the hivri does not make it kosher again. Even though there's one man the Yoma that is not chayish by a koitz, I mean, he says if you look at it now it looks that it's only partly punctured in his kosher. Sheme b'machat shehutak chayish. Maybe a needle is worse than a thorn. A needle is very sharp, so mamela it's very easy to puncture. So bekitzer. So that's how the Ri wanted to explain Shitas Rashi. So therefore, he says the hemsis that is partially punctured is also because we're afraid maybe it was completely punctured. What do we gain with this? Besides understanding the lomdis, why it is treif, we will gain something else. We will gain with ha'emfa teisves kasha. Oho, de boy be'elu treifes. The Gemara asked the boy Bela Treifis. We had asked Akasha and Rashi. The Mishnah says, Hemsis ubeis hakoises shenikvai lechutz. The mashmois of the Mishnah, that's Abilazar Mitzis Kasha. The mashmois of the Mishnah is that the Hemsis ubeis hakoises, when is it treif? When is the Hemsis treif? Shenikvai lechutz. When it was completely punctured. So we had asked Akash, according to Rashi, the emphasis is treifa, it's not completely punctured. So Taisa says, now, according to the Ri, we have a teretz on this kasha. Oh, the boy, that what the Gemara, the Mishnah needs. Ve'ilu treifas nikvei l'chut. Ha'inu kegoyim diyedinon, b'shuv loy hivri. When we are assured that, but it's not punctured completely, not because it grew back together again. We know for sure it didn't grow back together then. How's that possible? I see that this behemoth is eating a machat, and now I find this machat that the behemoth ate 3 minutes ago, it is in the hemsis, and I see the hemsis partially punctured. So the Mele, here I know klar that it is not Hivri. So in such a case, I'll talk it be kosher. The way the Ri explains Shitas Rashi. So therefore the Mishnah says, in such a case, when will it be trei? Darkish and ikve lachut. And it was completely punctured. Zot the Gemara weiter. Omar Ravashi, af onu noima. He also wanted to add on to the list, there is something that the name changed. Bubble, Bulsif, Bulsif, Bubble. They will see either two cities or two countries. One was called Bubble and one was called Bulsif. So now it changed. Bulsif, Bubble. Now Bulsif is Bubble and Bubble is Bulsif. Lamay nafkemine, legitay noshin, zot Rashi. Legitay noshim, the kaimalon b'nei bavel b'kiyin shetzorich lichtev get lishma. The halacha is that a get has to be written l'shem ha'isha. Now the b'nei bavel were b'nei toire and they knew this halacha. So when one brought a get, I may be get me bavel, one could assume that the get was written l'shma. And therefore, there were, the shliach did not have to say b'fonei nechtav or b'fonei nechtam, that he was there by the chsivis aget and the chsimis aget. And we can be assured that it's a kosher get without the b'fonei nechtav. From any other place in chutz l'aretz, the shliach has to say he was there b'shas the chsive and the chsime, and then we won't have to be afraid that the get was written shalai lishma. So the mail is that an afkamin will be legitay noshim, that the b'nei bavel b'kiyin shetzorich lichtev get lishma. They know the halacha that a get is written lishma. Ha maybe get misham ein tzorich leima b'fanei nichta b'fanei nechta. U b'nei shar arot zeis ein b'kiyin. But the other places, they're not b'kiyin. The tzorich. Ad shav, so now, as is geboren afakir tevel, b'nei busif hi bavel. Bulsif is now called Bovel. Or Bovel Shalach Shavi Bulsif. And Bovel is called Bulsif. Vahein Ameyoretz Kedemrinem Baalme. Boer Shafi. Bulsif is the comes that the a boer that was emptied out. Shanot Lumeimov. There's nothing in it. It's empty. So Memele, so we have to know. So if I maybe get Naomi Bulsif, you don't have to say Bufonei Nichtov. And maybe get now from Bubble, you do have to say before they nicht. Rashi says, I have a different shot. Nafkimino, legite noshim leinyin, shino shmo yushmo, v'shem iroi v'iro. On the get, you have to write the name of the hamigaresh and the misgareshes. You also have to write which city they come from. And if you were mishanet, posel. So Memela, so he's telling us a very poshut halacha. That means of a person. Let's say that the Megarish came from Bovel, which is previous called Bovel. If he's going to write this Pliny that comes from Bovel, it'll be apostle again. Because why? Because now this came on that the Emerson name is Bovel. You don't go with Emes. You go with what it's called now. Now the Shem HaMokim is Bulsif, so you have to say that the Megarish came from Bulsif. If you'll write Bovel, it'll be Apostle again. So Rashi is telling us a halacha that in Hilchus Shemus, we look what it is called, not what the true name is. And if it won't be written that way, it'll be Apostle. Navkemino legite noshi. The Navkemino will be legite noshi. Masha perish bekuntres linyan shino shem iroi v'shem iro. The second nafkemina that Rashi said that the nafkemina will be if he wrote a bulsif instead of bovel. Ein iro l'rashbe. The bovel hu shem medine v'loi shem ha'ir. Bovel is the name of the country. It's not a name of a city. K'd'oma b'per kasori yuchsen. Kol ha'rotzois isa l'eretz Yisrael. The Gemara is speaking about the purity of the yichus of the people. If there's shash memzeres, if there's no shash memzeres, So the Gemara says, "Kol Arotzeis Isa LeEretz Yisrael." If you compare all the countries to Eretz Yisrael, they're Isa, they're Bolu, they're mixed up. It's not the Yichus is not so pure. Legabi Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael Isa LeBavel. When you compare Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, so the purity of Bavel is greater than Eretz Yisrael. So Al Kapanim, what do we see? So we see that Bavel is a country. Vikama nami hosam at heichen bovel, to where the at heichen he bovel, and the Gemara says where bovel goes to. Al kaponim, these were the boundaries of the Medina of bovel. Some emailers of Taisis, le ashkechon shum duchte ir sheshma bovel. We do not find any place that there was a city called bovel. Ela Medini, bovel is called the Medina. So what? Ein kais bin shein medina beget. So the kais is, I would say, the whole shtick Torah of Rashi does not apply. Because Rashi says it's an afkamin if you wrote the correct name or not the correct name. You do not write the shein medina, you just write the shein ha'ir. So memele, it is not negeya. The magine shleime is nishtaimim am taisvis. He brings many rayas from Shas that there was a city of Bavel also. That's true. There was a Medina of Bavel. The country was called Bavel, but the city was also, there was also a city called Bavel. And Bulsif and Bavel were two cities. So Memele, so is Mazdik Shitas Rashi. Verkertach Sam Seifer Mutschetzich, what is Pshat in the Rajbe? The Rajbe is very difficult to understand. Hodron Aloch Bamem Adlikin. Kira Sheisiku, I think it would be preferable, we should first learn the Amud, then we'll go back to learn Rashi of the Amud. We have to get a picture, a little, what the Mishnah is saying. Kira Sheisiku Bikash Ubigavov. Now, Kira was a type of a oven which existed Bisman Chazal. And to picture the oven was as follows. The tzur of the oven was more or less like a barrel, a hollow barrel, to a square, to a half of a circle, a ganze circle, that's not too much negeyos. But it was a barrel attached to the ground, made out of earthenware. Now there was, from the side of the barrel, one could open it up, and one could put food, and there was ash, that there was ash on the ground, there was fuel, there was fire burning on the ground. And one could put food next to the fire, and it'll shut the door of the barrel from the bottom, and it'll cook. That's called, he's cooking toich hakira. He's cooking inside the kira. Now, but the kira, one could also cook on top of the kira. Since the fuel was on the bottom, and there was wool surrounding it, so the heat rises, he can cook on top of the kira. Now on top of the kira, if we're picturing a barrel, so the barrel had a cover on top, with two holes. And on each hole, one could put a pot over the hole, and it cooked. So a kira, this was a kira. A kira was something that more or less it was a barrel, and it had two holes on the top. The mila of two holes is because the heat was not so concentrated. There were other types of tanurim, which one a kupach had one hole, so the heat was more concentrated. There was a tanur that had one hole, but a tanur was shaped like a pyramid. So a tanur was very hot. So there's different halachas. A kira from all the ovens that were bisman chazal, the kira was the least hot oven. Because there was two openings on the top, and now we're going to speak about a kira. So kira shehisikuhu, they heated it up already. Bikash ubigavove. So kash gavove, we'll see is types of straw. We'll see in Bechleikas Rashi and Taisis exactly what it is. The maila of this kash and gavove is, and when it burns, it burns. And when it finishes burning, there's no coals left. That means when it's around, it burns, but it doesn't leave over coals. Naisnim aleha tafshil. One is permitted to put a tafshil on top of the skire, aleha tafshil. One is permitted to put a tafshil on top of the skire. Exactly, if we're speaking about Erev Shabbos, we're speaking about in Shabbos, this we're going to see in the Gemara. But al kaponim, the Mishnah says, if the fuel is kash v'gavove, one is permitted to put a tafshil on top of it. Begefes ube'etzim. Gefes is sesame seeds, that the oil was extracted from the sesame seeds, and the pulp that was left over was used as fuel. And etzim is wood. Now, gefes and etzim, they have a characteristic that after the wood burns, we're not finished yet. We have coals yet. And one can stir the coals. There's something, there's fuel left over after the wood burned. There's still coals left over. They're leftover coals. Lo yite. So the halacha is, since the skire has coals, lo yite, he is not permitted to put a tafshul on the skire ad she yigreif. Either he takes out the coals, oyad she yitein es ha'efa, or he'll cover the coals with a layer of ashes. And that is the familiar phrase of grufo oiktuma. That means either he extracts the coals or he covers the coals with ashes. So the vow we have in the Mishnah as follows, that if the fuel, if in the kire, does not leave over any coals, so then one is permitted to put a tafshul. Beishamei oimrim chamin avoloi tafshul. Beishamei says that one is only permitted to put hot water. A tafshil, one is not permitted. That means a cholent, one is not permitted. The union of a tafshil is something that will taste better and become better the longer it's on the heat. Something that's mitstamik v'yofaloi, the longer it's on the heat, the better it will taste. So a male, that's called a tafshil. So a tafshil beisham ayasel. Beisham is only matter, water, hot water, hot water. It will get hotter, so it'll evaporate. So it's not, he has no incentive to stir the coals there. So chamim is mutter, and a tafshul is also. Ubeisilil oimrim chamim v'tafshul. Beisilil say, no, one is permitted say chamim and say tafshul. Beishame oimrim noitlim. If it was on the kire, one is permitted to take it off in Shabbos. But after you took it off, you can't put it back on. It was on the kira before Shabbos. You can take it off and put it back on. Now let us see the Gemara. What is pshat in the Mishnah? It says by gefes or etzim, he should not put on till he makes it grufa ketumah. What does lo yitain mean? Lo yachzehu, does it mean we're speaking about in Shabbos? He took off the tafshul in Shabbos. He wants to put it back on. He wants to return it on again. He wants to make chazor. So does the Mishnah mean lo yachzehu? That's what you shouldn't put it back on in Shabbos. This Mishnah was said in Shabbos. You shouldn't put it back on. Avol lishois, but erev Shabbos, mashin, afol pisha einigol v'einikotum. Hastis, this tonight, that the Mishnah said that in order to be permitted to put on the kira, you have to make it grufa ketume, could be that's davke if you're putting it on in Shabbos. Then the halach is you have to make it grufa ketume. But erev Shabbos, you don't have to chepper with it. You can have burning coals, and the coals are there. And you can put it on erev Shabbos. Umoni, and if I say this is pshat in the Mishnah, then I know who the tan of this Mishnah is. Umoni Chananye. Then our Mishnah is going according to Chananye. What did Chananya say? The Sanya we learned in the Barais as follows. Chananya Oima. Kol shohu kemachol ben drusoi. Any machol that is either, there's a machlokes harishonim, machol ben drusoi. Ben drusoi was a ganav by profession. Now this ganav, ganavim cannot be particular. They can't have, they're always on the run. So they eat food even though it is only partially cooked. So al kaponim, this Ben Drasoy had a yichis that whenever we speak about partially cooked food, we mention his name. Exactly what partially cooked means is a machlekes harishayim, if it means either a third cooked or a half cooked. Val kaponim, so let us go back to Chananya. Chananya oimer, kol shohu kemachol ben drasoy, if the food was at least cooked kemachol ben derisoy, a third or a half cooked, muta lishoisoy al gabi kire, one is permitted to put it on top of a kire, af al pi she'enei gogo fa'enei kotum. That means as long as it's partially cooked, erev Shabbos, one is permitted to put this food on the kire, and he doesn't have to worry about the fuel that's burning, about the coals that are inside the kire. He can put it on. So according to Chananya, if the Mishnah is going according to Chananya, so that what the Mishnah says we need to make it grufa ktume cannot be speaking about Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos doesn't have to be grufa ktume. So then we have to say the Mishnah is speaking about Chazoret. If he wants to put back the food on the kire in Shabbos, then it has to be grufa ktuma. So that's one mahalach in the Mishnah. So the first mahalach the Gemara wants to say that the Mishnah is speaking about chazor, and davke by chazor we need grufa ktuma, but by shehiye erev Shabbos you don't need grufa ktuma. Oidilmo, or maybe we shouldn't learn that that's pshat in the Mishnah. We'll learn pshat in the Mishnah lishoistna. The Mishnah is speaking about Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, one is not permitted to put a pot on the kire unless you make sure that it is gorov v'katan. The gorov v'katan ein iloi loy. The choshkein laharza. So if we say the Mishnah is speaking about shehiye, savadi givis chazore. Chazore is more chomo than shehiye because chazore you're doing something in Shabbos. Shehiye you're doing Erev Shabbos. So if we say that Shehiye needs grufa ktume abad gibis chazor. So the Gemara is a sofik. So we don't know pshat in the Mishnah lo yitain. Lo yitain means Erev Shabbos he shouldn't put it on, or the lo yitain means Shabbos he shouldn't put it on, till you make it grufa ktume. So the Gemara says, Toshma, let us figure it out. Let's start learning again the Mishnah. Midiktoni treibovi bimes nisen. We learned two cases in the Mishnah. Beishamei oimrim chamim avoloi tafshel. Beishamei said that one is permitted to put chamim by grufa ktume, hot water, avoloi tafshel. But a tafshel which will taste better if it will remain there longer and will get hotter, a tafshel one isn't permitted. Beishamei oimrim chamim v'tafshel. That's one machlekes. Fine. Now I have another machlekes. Beishamai oimrim noitlin, you take it off, avoloi marzirin. But you're not allowed to put it back on again. Beisilul oimrim ach marzirin. So, I amrit vishloimis, so the Gemara says like this, if we're going to say pshat in the Mishnah, lisho istnan, that the Mishnah is not going according to Chananya. The Mishnah is speaking about shehiye, so then I'll understand the Mishnah very well. Hochi ktoni. Let's go back and explain the mission. A kire that they heated it up with kashe begavov, and this is a fuel that does not have coals. Mashin ole tafshel. You're allowed to leave a tafshel on it. Begefes ubeitim. If the fuel was gefes eitim, lo yishe. He's not permitted to leave it on the kire erev Shabbos. That's the first half of the mission. Umahin mashe. Now I just said before, grufa ktume is muta to be mashe. What can he leave on the oven erev Shabbos, on the kir erev Shabbos? Beishamei oimrim chamin, avoloi tafshel. Beisilu loimim chamin vitafshel. That's one machlokes. Bechiyehi de pligi belishois. And just like we find there's a machlokes in Hilchos Shehiye. What one is permitted to leave on the Kira Erev Shabbos? Pligi nami, there's another machlokes b'lahachzer. There's a machlokes in putting back in Shabbos. Shebei shamei oimrim noitlim. You take it off the kira in Shabbos. Avo loy marzirim. You are not permitted to put it back on again. So if we will learn that the Mishnah is speaking about Shehiye, so the whole Mishnah flows. So we have a machloikis in she is only muta by grufa ktume, and then we have one machloikis by grufa ktume grufa. What is permissible to make Shehiye? Beishami holds only chamim, Mesilul holds chamim v'tavshul, and then we have another machloikis is chazore muta on a grufa ktume. The Beishami says chazor is also, and Beisul is mata chazor. Elo yamut lahar zirtnan. But if you will say that the Mishnah is going according to Hananya, that Shehiye, you don't need grufa ktume. So the whole Mishnah is speaking about chazor. So let's go back to the Mishnah. Hochiton. Ki reshesiku bekashe begavove machzirin oleo tavshul. So we're talking about chazor. So if it's kash v'gavove, there's no coals, marzirin oleh tapsho, you have to be marzir. V'gav is ube'eitzim, lo yarzir, ad she yigleif, ad she yitenefem. O mahein marzirin, in what, that we're speaking about chazore, what is permitted, what are you permitted to be marzir? B'shami oimrim chamin, avol lo yitapsho. B'silul oimrim chamin v'tapsho. Fine, so far so good. Now let's go further. Beishamim oimrim noitlin, avo loy marzirin. Ubeisilo loimrim, af marzirin. So what is this speaking about? So you have to say this is repetitious. Again, Beishami says, you cannot be marzir a tavshul. You can only be marzir chamin. Ubeisilo loimrim, af marzirin, you can be marzir, you can be marzir a tavshul also. So, Mamash, you repeated yourself. If the Reish of the Mishnah is speaking about Chazore, so then in the Sefer, the Sefer, we don't have any Pshat in the Mishnah. That is Al Kaponim, where the Gemara holds now, that it's preferable to say that the Mishnah is speaking about Shehiye, not Chazor. Kira, now let us learn Rashi. Kira asuya ke'en kedeira. It is like a pot. So the Maram says, Rashi does, kedeira means the, it's an earthenware. That's what Rashi means. Let us perhaps see, the Maram for 1 minute. Maram is on that, Yudamid Beis, page 20, Balaz. Let us see the Maram. The Maram explains Rashi. Kira asuya is ka'en kedeira. Kira is like a kedeira. So the Maram says, lekama medach lamet chesel med beiz meforish b'gmore tzuras kira. The Gmore lamet chesel beiz explains more or less what it looks like. U'misham nilmat shehu kli cheres. It is an earthenware utensil. Sheyesh loy toich. It has an inside. You can use the inside of the kira. Vuhu kishir mokaim sheyuchlu lamed besoichoi shteik teireis levashel. You can put one next to the other. You can put two kdeireis inside. Kishir roichev, v'rochboi kishir roichev kdeire. That means the oirech, the length, seems by him it's more oblong, the kire. The length is the length of two kdeireis and the width of one kdeire, and you can put one kedera next to the other. O pasuach lamaloi. And it's open lamaylo. The govoi hu shava lamaylo kemoi lamato. And that means it does not slant. It is straight. The govoi hu shava lamaylo kemoi lamato. The same length and width that you have lamato, you have lamaylo. Why am I saying this? Lafuki tanu. Hu rochav lamato, v'kotza lamaylo. A tanur is like a pyramid, like a triangle, that is wide on the bottom, and it gets smaller on the top. Hu machmazeh, and because of this, niklat choyme b'soyche tvei. V'imkein, ma shepirish kan, ke'en kedeira, that what Rashi is telling us, ke'en kedeira, ein elot zoloyma, he's not telling us the form, what it looks like, it looks like a pot. And the Latvoy Mishu Kotza Lamata Kikadeira. A pot usually is like perhaps an upside down pyramid. It gets smaller on the bottom and it widens out. El Rotza Loima Shuhu Kli Cheres. It's Kain Kadeira. Rashi means it, the material that it's made out of. It's made out of earthenware, osimitit, vacharos is kikadeira. V'yesh lo cholo, and it has an inside, v'toich, shechoyim liten k'teiro v'soicho. You can put the pot inside, next to the fire. Avo lefomim noisnim gam ken ak'teiro al gabo. You can go and put the k'teiro on top of the kir. Ta'ayinu ala pesach ha'pesuach l'maylo. There's an opening on top. Sheminichem olav kisui matris. That on this hole, that's an opening, so it seems from the maram, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that they used to put like a blech on top of it. There was a hole on top, so what ensured that the pot shouldn't fall in? So they used to put a blech on top of this hole, which did not help the situation at all, and then to get the kasha to use it for Shabbos. And the nice and left tafshul, that or you could, one, you could heat up something, not over the hole, because there were two holes on top, but lemaise, the rest of it was this material, this earthenware. So if you want, you can put it on top, over the flame, on top of the gav hakire, kameshimuru lekama. Lekach, toni bemasnisen, noisnin oleho tafshu. I mean, that's why the Mishnah is speaking about on top. You'll have to put on top a tapshul. Because of Rashi calls that, Kedei shaloi tovin shekir ashni b'masnis niyasu yiken kirei shalonu shein lam shum toich v'kach ein dinom kedina Mishnah. You should not think that our kiris are like the kiris of the Mishnah. Our kiris, the fuel is on top, doesn't have a toich. The kiris of Chazal had a toich. That is what Rashi is saying. Kash, now Rashi says, the Mishnah says that you could use fuel either kash or gavov, which both of these do not have, do not leave over coals. So Rashi says, kash zanvos hashiboilim, this is the zon of the shiboilim, gavov hanigvav min hasode. Now, Rashi is telling us as follows. When wheat grows, there are two types. We're speaking about shibaylis of tvu, and tvu grows. So there is psoilis that comes together with the wheat. Now this psoilis is in two oifanim. One oifan is when you cut the wheat, so the bottom, zanvas, the tail of the shibaylim, is psoilis. It's a straw type of material. So kash is from the shiboilim that is cut. From the dovah haniktzo, the tails of that is called kash. Gavova is hanigvav min hasodeh. That means when they used to cut the tvueh, they did not pull it out completely from the ground. No, there were stalks sticking out from the ground after the tvueh was cut, which is also psoilus. This is called gavova. And let us see taisvis. That is a machlekes kashi in taisvis. Kire sheisikua bekash begavova nira lari bekash hainu zanvus hashibolim shenishar besode pumfakel benapachu. Kash is that which remains in the ground. When you cut the tvue, you do not give it a shave. You don't shave it off completely. You leave off chalakim in the ground. So that what is left in the ground, that is called kash. Hanikra ashtubla balas. V'teven, and this gavove, who are nikzari meshabailos, this is which is cut off, this goes together with the shibailos, so this is called teven or gavove. The hochi mash melakama beperik shoyul de koma, bishloim mekash mashkachas lobe mechuba. The Gemara says, kash, we could, the Gemara is speaking about that he wants kash, and it's impossible for him to bring it back on Shabbos. So the Gemara says as follows, Bishloim ekash mashkachas lo b'mechuba.
Kasha is very good.
Because Kasha is attached to the ground. So if you want Kasha, you can bring it back to your house on Shabbos, even though there's an Erev around the city, because it's Mechuba. Where do you have a problem? Pick it up and bring it to your house on Shabbos. Why do you have to stay there till Mitzoy Shabbos in order to bring it back? Masik betavno siriyah. We're talking about Tevin that has a bad odor, so it's Muktzeh. So Memele, so therefore he has to wait till Mitzoy Shabbos. Al Koponim, we see the translation of Kash is something that is attached in the ground. And Tevin, which is Gavove, is that which is out of the ground. The Gemara says in Bob Metzia, Gabi Mokim Shenogu Liktzer, Einai Rashoi Laker. It says like this, that if a person rented a field from someone else, and the minig is Liktzer, the minig is they cut the tvur, they don't pull out the tvur. So when they cut the tvur, so it's left over the psalus in the ground. Einai Rashoi Laker, Mishum Da Oma, Nechali, he can tie it the Tisvin Aroi. I want the Tevin to remain on my Kalka. So Taisvis is stuck over here. Because Taisvis says Tevin is the Chalik that's cut off. Havel Elameima the Tiskash. He should have not said the Tisvin the Tishkas. The Hanisha Bekalka Nikra Kash Kidefrishis. That's the Rishash's gears, like I said before. Elamishum the Tisvin Mashma Tvei Loshen Zibul. Nokatle. Since Tisvin is mashma loshna fertilizer, that's why he chaps on the loshen of Tisvin. So Kaponim, this is the machlokes Chashi and Tisvis, what Kashis and what Gavot is.